Garbage Trash Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. In this episode, we're talking about 2022, specifically how repricing went in 2022, as it was the year of Profit Protector Pro. By any measure, 2022 was an eventful year. Predicting what might happen in any given year, given the pace the world moves at these days, is perhaps futile. But we've made it to the time to look back on the year just gone and for what you can control this year. So what was 2022 like for Profit Protector Pro and its users? How has it managed to help online arbitrage sellers make more profit this year? Its record from day one has been enviable, but the artificial intelligence has continued to learn every day since, and features have been added and tweaked year on year. 2022 has been no different. In fact, it has been super productive. So here are the key takeaways from how Profit Protector Pro has been used to build profit in 2022. So using automations to manage strategies, the algorithmic strategies in Profit Protector Pro are far and away the most popular strategies from the 20 plus pre-programmed options on offer. They do all the legwork for sellers ducking and diving to deceive competitors. But we're all human and aren't always easily satisfied. Even though we know the AI strategies really are delivering the goods, you're occasionally going to get that inkling that you could eke out just a little more. It's a competitive streak that is healthy to have. To navigate some of the challenges of 2022, users did take to the automations feature more frequently than previously. They sought to take a little more control over the short and medium term strategy of an ASIN. In case you're yet to give it a whirl, the automations feature makes it easy to schedule when to make a shift in strategy. This is particularly useful for sellers with busy lives, when on vacation, or if you're just very organized. Most often, users employ automations to tackle specific shorter term plans for a listing. Reasons include going more aggressive for a couple of days to get a sales bump to help release some cash flow. If a low price competitor looks like they'll sell out soon, have PPP change the strategy when they do. The buy box changing, triggering a change in your repricing history when stock is down to the last few to go aggressive and move on from it. There are a lot of trigger points that can be set from timescale to seller number to stock levels to price changes. Automations is a quick and clean way to customize your repricing. It also keeps control of the actual pricing in the hands of the AI by just switching between strategies, so it will still protect your profit. You can even stack automations to save you returning back to a listing and make changes down the line. We don't see much changing in 2023, so automations may well be on this list next year as well. Keeping on top of your numbers. In nearly every marketplace that Amazon and Profit Protector Pro cover, it's been a topsy-turvy ride for costs. Less so perhaps for Amazon, who have made some fee changes, but a lot of suppliers and services have had to increase their prices. As fuel pricing and inflation has kicked in for many businesses, they have had to react. Profit Protector Pro allows sellers to keep their break-even prices accurate in the account settings. All of the usual costs involved with online and retail arbitrage can be accounted for to help keep your pricing and profit expectation accurate. This year has been a year that this has needed you to keep on top of these. Whether it is your prep center, cost of poly bags and boxes, or just the delivery cost of them, perhaps even shipping cost to Amazon FBA, costs will have increased somewhere. If you haven't reviewed the cost you are incurring recently, this is your reminder. Repricing early for more profit. Any advantage you can have over the competition counts, whichever year it is. 2022 was no different. Getting in early is key to repricing. PPP is the fastest way to do it. Using the Chrome extension or the BuyBot Pro integration, setting up repricing to kick in from the time the ASIN is available to buy on Amazon is easy. While you are on an Amazon listing sourcing a product, you can use either of these features to set min and max parameters and a repricing strategy. It doesn't need to be listed on Amazon in your inventory to set up repricing settings. Any Amazon listing can be repriced even if you don't sell it. Once you enter them and click save in PPP, the settings you've made will be held until those items hit the Amazon network and are ready to reprice. The advantage you get here is that most sellers won't be able to start repricing until their stock is available to Amazon customers. This may not sound like much time, but it could be days or even weeks for some time they could have been making sales. That's not to say they aren't making sales, it's probable that those sales are being made without the profit they could make. The price that Amazon will set for them is the fixed one they entered when they listed a product. Sensible sellers will set this well above the low price to be safe, but that will likely mean they don't get sales. Setting this price close to the low price or buy box at the time of listing is risky. Best case scenario is that it will be a few days before that listing is active. A lot can happen to pricing on Amazon in the space of a few days. You may know that really, really well. Online arbitrage is very dynamic and you need to be dynamic too. If you are waiting for ASINs to be active on Amazon, one of several things could happen in the meantime. So the low price could drop and you are not at all competitive or even eligible for the buy box. The low price might rise, sellers drop off or raise the price, leaving you stuck at the low price without moving. Or you might find yourself the most competitive seller, but losing profit as you aren't moving the price up. Even if you are available to get straight onto pricing when you get the email to tell you Amazon have received your stock, your repricer might not yet have it available to manage. If they do, then you can get it set up and then you just need to wait for it to communicate with Amazon and maybe just miss an hour or two of active repricing. This is a bit old hat though. It's definitely not very 2022. Using Profit Protector Pro's method, or rather their tools, sellers haven't had to do any of this. Don't be afraid to be aggressive. In an age where price tanking and over-aggressive pricing is really hitting profit margins for those who do it, there are solutions that sellers could employ. Profit Protector Pro has a couple of good ones, though perhaps the most effective might sound counterintuitive. Taking a backseat whilst other sellers battle it out at the bottom is often a good tactic. If enough sellers did that on a listing, then prices would move up quicker and they'd be backselling at a healthy profit much sooner. Too many lack patience, or just as likely understanding of how listings operate. The AI in Profit Protector Pro has that understanding in spades. Sellers manually pricing or using strictly rule-based repricing often lack it and miss out as a result. Using a more passive algorithmic strategy from Profit Protector Pro, like the hybrid profit harvester, will see your pricing sit back and allow prices to move up. It will also use your minimum parameter to pinch some sales as it does. Alternatively, you could join the party and go aggressive. This year has seen a lot of surprising results using the two more aggressive strategies in the stable. Well, surprising to sellers at least. We know what the algorithms can do. Aggressive Sales Generator and Super Aggressive Dominator. The two strategies in question do challenge low pricing. And yes, this may sound the opposite of tackling the race to the bottom. They don't just keep going lower though. This is where they really outdo other repricers and sellers. 2022 has seen the most dynamic pricing movements on Amazon, but dynamic doesn't need to mean prices going down. These two, in fact, of all the AI-powered algorithmic strategies, work to push the price back up once they have the buy box. It's all about profit and a mantra that all sellers should be taking into 2023. New stuff was added, so the Profit Protector Pro developers have been doing loads of work on the software. The strategies that utilize the AI, the algorithmic ones, are constantly learning and building on their knowledge. But the devs are also reviewing and tweaking the algorithms to keep them at the top of the tree. Staying still doesn't sit well with them. In addition, there are some new features and improvements in 2022. The inventory screen got a usability bounce with the addition of new filters, an addition requested by users in the PPP Facebook community. The community itself saw more activity in 2022 and serves well as a place to pitch ideas for the team to consider adding into PPP, and is often where a lot of features emanate. It is, after all, a tool that needs to serve its users, so they are the ones we listen to. The filters that were added have made it a lot easier for sellers, especially those with hundreds, if not thousands, of listings, to dial into the ones that they want to find. Addressing the repricing on just the ones not holding the buy box, ASINs sitting at the max price, or even managing the out-of-stock inventory is only a click away now. The biggest new addition, despite its name, is the small and light toggle. If your listing has been approved to be in the SNL program on Amazon, then it can make a big difference in the fees you'll be charged when selling it. Letting Profit Protector Pro know if an ASIN is will help it reprice accordingly and ensure you are going to get the best profit possible with that in mind. As well as this toggle, the devs have also added in the EFN UK selector, keeping your repricing in line with the new EU marketplace scheme launched this year. Well, 2022. The different fees that have come along with it are now set after a rocky start. Combining this with automating your min and max prices, you're going to be repricing as if in your home marketplace. These two toggles have also been added to the CSV bulk upload feature, so can be amended when uploading bulk ASINs to PPP. Another new feature that some sellers have put to use is the VAT override. Switching to your bespoke VAT rate for a particular item when it applies will provide more accurate repricing. This one was introduced at the same time as the new max sold price button in the BuyBot Pro integration. If you do use BuyBot Pro, you'll undoubtedly be using the max sold price figure to guide your max price parameter in your repricing. It is the most surefire method of avoiding Amazon's fair pricing police. In the integration, PPP users can quickly select it as their max price parameter. 2023 is going to bring some big updates to the functionality of Profit Protector Pro, but 2022 was pretty cool for speeding up and dialing in repricing too. A comprehensive guide to doing OA. For those newer sellers on Amazon, there is a good chance you saw Profit Protector Pro feature in the biggest free online arbitrage course of 2022. That's right, Arborversity launched earlier in the year with a remit to finally merge all of the information out there to create a definitive how-to guide to getting an effective OA business up and running. And it succeeded, in fact, very successfully going by the numbers of students. A lot of existing sellers also signed up and use it to fine-tune and re-establish processes to streamline their businesses too. As a major part of achieving success selling on Amazon, repricing featured heavily and PPP demonstrated why its AI power makes for an easy way into reprices. 2022 was the year a lot of sellers realized that, plenty of them through the simple approach taken in Arborversity, repricing does not need to involve building complex rules. The pre-programmed smart strategies in Profit Protector Pro make starting your journey in profit far more likely and with minimal effort. If you haven't had a recent refresh on the processes needed to make an OA business a success, check out Arborversity. It will at least remind you how easy PPP really is to use. So, are you going in 2023 with renewed purpose? Join the Facebook community and subscribe to the social media accounts on the platforms you use for the latest news and features. Hopefully, you've really enjoyed this podcast. It's been really good to look back at 2022 and what's been going on repricing-wise. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. The Online Arbitrage Podcast.